Chapter 8. A Love Letter. For a while after his escape from Thénardier, Valjean was worried. Thénardier was another person that he needed to hide from. First, there was Javert. Then, there was the young man from the Luxembourg Gardens. Valjean could see that Marius was in love with Cosette, and that she loved him back. He hated this young stranger who might take his dear child away. When Marius followed them home, Valjean knew that they had to move. He rented a house with a pretty garden and a large gate opening onto Plumet Street. But there was also a secret path to it between two high walls that Valjean always used, which came out a quarter of a mile away. After their move, they stopped visiting the Luxembourg Gardens, and he did not even allow Cosette to go into their own garden. She became silent and sad, but never questioned him. But as soon as Valjean heard that Thénardier was in prison, he felt better. No one was following them, so it was safe for Cosette to go into the garden. They both became calmer and happier. After that terrible evening when the police took Thénardier away, Marius went to live with his friend Courfeyrac again. He did not want to speak to the police or to be at Thénardier's trial. Every week, he sent 5 francs to Thénardier in prison. For Marius, everything was now misery. The only place that he liked to be was an empty field where he could be alone and think of his love. He was here one morning in spring when a young woman came towards him. It was Thénardier's eldest daughter, Éponine.
"Monsieur Marius, I've found you at last," she said. "Aren't you pleased to see me? But you look sad."
Marius said nothing.
"I can make you happy," she said. "I have the address of the young lady."
Marius jumped up and took her by the hand. "Tell me, where is it?" he cried.
"I'll take you there," she said.
"Wait, promise me that you won't give this address to your father."
"How can I when he's in prison?" she asked.
One evening, a few days later, Cosette left her seat in the garden and walked around. When she came back to the seat, she was surprised to see a large stone there. Under the stone was an envelope with a long letter inside. She read it quickly again and again. It was not addressed to anyone or signed, but she knew that it was from the young man from the Luxembourg Gardens. It was all about love. The next evening, without knowing why, she put on her best dress before going to her seat in the garden. Suddenly, she felt sure that someone was behind her. She stood up and turned round. The young man was there.
"I'm sorry, don't be afraid," he said. "I couldn't bear it any longer. I haven't seen you for so long. You see, you're my angel. I love you."
She fell down in a faint and he caught her, holding her in his arms. Then she took his hand and laid it on her heart.
"You love me then?" he asked. "You know that I do," she answered softly.
They dropped down to the seat together and kissed. Then they began to speak of their love, their dreams, and their secrets. At the end, she put her head against him and asked,
"What's your name?"
"Marius," he said.
"And yours?" "My name is Cosette.
From that day, Marius came to the garden every evening. He and Cosette lived in a wonderful dream. Only Éponine knew that he was there. But one evening, Marius found Cosette crying.
My father says that we must leave Paris because trouble is coming. We might go to England, she said.
Will you go? Asked Marius coldly.
I don't want to leave you, but what else can I do? She asked. Can't you come too?
How can I go to England? I have no money, said Marius.
Cosette, if you go away, I will die.
She began to cry again.
I've had an idea, he said, taking her hand. I'll come the day after tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And if you ever need it, this is my address.
He took out his knife and used it to write 16 Verrerie Street on the wall. The next day, after 4 years, Marius went to visit his grandfather. Monsieur Gillenormand was very happy to see his grandson, but he did not show it. He was 91 and frightened of dying without seeing Marius again.
Why have you come? He asked.
Will you allow me to marry? Said Marius.
Marry, said his grandfather with a cold laugh. At the age of 21, have you become very rich? Or does the girl that you want to marry have money?
Marius shook his head.
What's her name?
Asked Monsieur Gillenormand.
Cosette Fauchelevent.
His grandfather began to laugh wildly.
You want me to agree that you should marry a poor woman when you have nothing? No, never.
Oh, grandfather, cried Marius miserably.
This brought a change in Monsieur Gillenormand.
My boy, if you're in love, you'll need some new clothes. I'll give you some money, but you don't need to get married.
Marius could not believe his ears.
Do not speak about her like that. I'll never ask you for anything again. Goodbye.
Before Monsieur Gillenormand could say anything else, Marius was gone.